Day 18, March 22nd. Today's reflection is based on Jeremiah chapter 5, verses 20 through 31, and was written by the Reverend William Robbins, class of 2021. Jeremiah 5 crosses the boundaries of polite piety. While we have a few passages from Jeremiah that we keep close for comfort, the rest is, well, too close for comfort. A pastor like me, one of a declining, politically divided, and aging church, would do well to keep these words outside the boundaries of worship because, frankly, we need hope. Of course, that is the thing with prophets like Jeremiah. They are not called to maintain comfortable boundaries. In Jeremiah 5, the prophet speaks of boundaries crossed, geopolitically and covenantally, socially and, look out, environmentally. Here we have the sense of widespread chaos that results from a way of being that knows no bounds in deeds of wickedness. 5:28. And what is Jeremiah's call but to stay in your lane, to respect the theologically defined boundaries of the created, 5:22 through 24, and social order, 5:28. Yet we get the feeling that simply returning to one's lane, whatever, wherever, and whenever that is, will not be enough to make things right. Like Jeremiah, we have the sense that new covenantal boundaries are needed, 33, 31 through 34. Who will set them? Do we have to read past the boundaries of Jeremiah's text to find the answer? One could continue past Jeremiah to Jesus, the one who redefines the boundaries of neighbors and nations, the one who ultimately redefines the boundary between death and life. Yes, that's more comfortable, but what if you stay within the lines of Jeremiah? Is there hope there? I think so. In Jeremiah, we find one called by God to speak across the boundaries of despair and instill hope. In Jeremiah, we find one called to speak of God's faithfulness across time, beyond individual existence, to those yet to be. Might God be calling you to do the same? Today's prayer. O God, the one who through the Holy Spirit enables us to follow Jesus within and beyond our time, guide us to paths of gritty faithfulness. Lead us not into the temptations of quick solutions that betray your truth, and grant us the patience and perseverance of your eternity. Amen.